Welcome to Carpentry Talk. This is a show where we talk about other people's work, my work, and answer any questions that you, the viewers, have on your work. Like I said in the intro, we'll talk a little bit about myself today. What I'll try and do is have all the shows launch on every Friday. Hopefully I can get those done. I do normal jobs. This is just a little side hobby, just something to do at the end of the day, maybe record my thoughts. In today's show, we'll just talk about what I've done as carpentry, the work, things I've worked on. Hopefully, normally, we'll have a video of somebody else's made stuff, or I'm working on a project myself. And we'll just talk about the tools they've used, and the designs they've chosen, and how they've done their joinery, what they've used to join things together. So what I've done, I've been in theater for about 4 years now. I did 2 years carpentry in college. I've built a bunch of sets. I've used table saws, hand saws, all of those type of things. I've also used different tools that we use in theater a lot, and we'll have to figure out what they're called again, because I used them maybe a handful of times. In theater, I've done a couple of shows as a carpenter. I did one called In the Heights by Lin-Manuel Miranda, and also did another one, Hands Across the Sea. I don't know who wrote that one, but both of those shows I was on the carpentry team for. Did a show, Damn Yankees, and in that what I've done is a technical assistant. And as that, we worked with the carpentry team to build the sets and rig them up and make sure they're safe when they got loaded in. In the Heights was an interesting show. It was, the set was a Brooklyn bodega on one side and a Brooklyn apartment building on the other. So it was a lot of faux brick painting for the painters, and what we did was just built the bodegas, built up the trims, built up other things. The entire thing was made of wood, and we had 4 steel balconies for the actors to stand on. We were responsible for building the set and the balconies. We used wood throughout, like I said, other than the steel. And in that, we had facades that were supposed to be concrete, but again, they were just made out of MDF. Very heavy set that was clamped to the grid. Had steel and a bunch of MDF. I've also done, for as much as I can remember, working with wood, making planter boxes here, shelters there, and that was a couple of projects. I also did carpentry in high school. We made just, you know, a toolbox, then a drawer, then a birdhouse, then another feeder, and for extra, just because we had access to the shop, I made a replica of the 2010 Winter Games torch out of 1 2x6. Just had fun drawing out, cut it up, used the tools just to make things happen. A recent project I've worked on was making a side table for a couch that was able to display a game-used MLB baseball base, as well as a replica of the World Series trophy on top. It worked out very well. We used maple plywood, 4x8 sheet ply. Got me one of the end tables, which is only the only thing I've made right now. What I'm hoping for is to have finish it as a set. I have enough to do a coffee table as well as another side table for the set. It'd be really nice to get that all finished and done. What my hopes are for this channel is that I'll have a Facebook page created called Carpentry Talk. On there we can, hopefully you can follow me there, post the photos of the projects you're working on, and we can discuss it as a community. And then I can grab some for an episode every week, one or two, and we can talk about it and talk about your design, why I think you've designed it such a way, what joinery you're using, and any improvements that we're using. And we'll also kind of delve into what YouTube professionals are making or what the YouTube community is making every now and then and see what the trends are. Like a couple months ago, we were into epoxy rivers. Now we're into kind of a modernistic design, and you can see the trend go as these builders make things. So, from here, what I'd like everyone to do is go find me on Facebook pages and join that post. Post some photos of your work that you're working on right now, and I'll do the same. I'll send up my side table that I made, and we can talk about things. And I really hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully we can have longer discussions than how short this one is, but it's just the first one. We'll have longer and longer. We'll have pull out some videos from YouTube. We'll pull some stuff from the Facebook page, and we'll have discussions, and we'll enjoy this, and we'll all be joined together with carpentry. That is it for the podcast today, and I will see you all next week.